The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Hey, everybody, and welcome. Hi, Tony.
Father.
Hey, okay. Chris, I hope you're on.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Anyway, the Superman is on his way to correct whatever. Okay, that was my fault.
It's been a while.
Yes, yeah, I forget. Okay, thank you. Thanks. Anyway, hi, everybody. It's good to be back. This is Father Anthony, your brother. I share with you the distress, the endurance, and the kingdom we have in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And indeed, you know, we must endure because we are in distress, but the kingdom has come, and we have to claim the victory. So it's been a while since I've been on. Yeah, it's been almost a month, I think. Yeah. So.
Was it a month or since last year? And I can't keep up with time.
I don't know. Anyway, hi, Christina.
Hi, Father. Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
We're on the air.
Welcome. Well, by the way, bienvenido. We have a guest.
Okay.
Rosa Maria Ordaz. So welcome, Rosa Maria. We're going to get to your topic in just a moment, which is very, very interesting. But I just want to say, first and foremost, you know, it's good to be back. Just to be transparent, I'm back in treatment for this enemy within me, this demon within me, this cancer. So that's where I'm at. So every 3 weeks, I'll be back in at the Mayo Clinic in treatment, and it seems like this time it's affecting me a little bit more than it did in the past. It's an experimental treatment, but other than that, I look fine, I think. I mean, I just...
That's why people are amazed, Father, that they look at you and they say, oh, Father's fine, he's not sick anymore. I'm like, no, you look great, but the inside is, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, and I feel okay, but not like I did before. But there's just been a lot of stress and a lot of things going on, and I'll tell you, this is where I just think for myself and for many of you out there as well, because I listen to it all the time, every day, but we got to get a grip on ourselves, get a grip on our faith, and in the midst of all this this toxicity, this poison that is ever present in the world today, and it really is, we've really got to be single-minded, really focused, and I do find, and I've said this many times before, but if not for the chapel, if not for the rosary, the prayer beads, if not for that prayer, I don't think I'd be here today. I really don't. I don't think I'd be here because that's the source of my strength and my inner peace. Although it's a battle to try to maintain peace in the midst of all this chaos and this confusion, the readings on this past Sunday, that first reading, was so powerful. The book of Jeremiah. It spoke right to my heart. But because you feel we feel like we're crushed sometimes, and it's not just. Mm-hmm. I always say that there's a battle that's it's an attack to the mind, to the body, to the soul, and the spirit, and it's a constant because we're in this battle. And but the challenge is to really cleave to Jesus, to really cleave to the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, in the sacraments of the Church, in the Word of God, to pray unceasingly, you know, to be perseverance and to persevere in the prayer, and you know, God will lift us up. But that reading on this past Sunday, I have it here somewhere, but it begins, you know, with the word of God coming to Jeremiah. Maybe I didn't bring it with me, but the gist of it is, the Lord said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet, I anointed you. And, you know, this is coming to us. How providential. Because this past week we were dealing with the very sad legislation in New York that abortion is legal in the trimester, you know, basically up to the time of birth. And in Virginia, all this, in the state of Virginia, the same thing. And just the crazy things that the governor was saying about, yes, you know, the baby is delivered and we keep it comfortable, the baby comfortable. It's either a male or a female. Keep it comfortable, and we can have a discussion as to whether we're going to resuscitate. I mean, the whole thing was bizarre.
That's terrible.
We're talking about infanticide, the killing of a human being.
It's murder.
I mean, our stance is that life has to be protected from the moment of conception. But what disturbed me on so many different levels was the exuberance in New York, was the exuberance, the applauding, the rejoicing that we've passed this law that serves the rights of women to abort, to kill, to exterminate the child up to the trimester. And this exuberance of joy, even lighting the Freedom Tower. I mean,
yeah.
what a contradiction!
That's evil.
It's evil. It's evil. And the fact that we've come to this point in our society is
and it's so truly contradictory, Father. Because on one hand, you have the animal rights.
Well,
which I'm not for animal cruelty, no cruelty whatsoever, but how upside down, like you say, it's a diabolical disorientation where they defend the life of an animal, yet you kill a human being.
Because the very same people, many of the same people who legislate for abortion, which is legalized, but to take it, they just keep pushing the
envelope.
The envelope, and it's been now pushed to the extreme. These very same people, these are some of the very same people who legislate for the protection of the animals. Even the caterpillar. I was reading somewhere that the woman, the senator, I think her name is Tran, she was legislating for the protection of the caterpillars.
Yep.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That's
bizarre.
It's all that added to my sickness.
Yeah, protect the caterpillars and the animals, of course, but at the same time you can legislate for the extermination of a conceived human person?
Yes.
I can't see why you would do that to the after he or she is born. I can't. There's nothing that can explain that to me. There's people that would take a child, that would want a child, and even more so than that, this is a living, breathing person, alive. Explain. I can't explain. I can't even.
Mm-hmm. It's an evil, as the Christian said.
That's the way I felt through all of this.
So I go back to this reading. In a moment here, I want to introduce Rosa Maria, because I think it's providential what she brings to us today in view of this and many, many, many other things. But the fact that the reading began, it just, again, how providential that on that Sunday, this past Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Ordinary Time, the sacred scripture, the word, the liturgy of the word opens with those words. The word of the Lord came to me, or to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet, I appointed you. And as I mentioned on Sunday, these words are directed to each and every human person. Certainly, if we, by virtue of baptism, we are members of the mystical body of Christ, and we have an obligation. But God knows us. So the point is, I knew you before you were formed in the womb. Before you were born, you were dedicated. A prophet, which means what? How would we translate that? Because each and every one of us in our own state of life are called to live our prophetic office by virtue of baptism, the priestly, the prophetic, and the kingly. To be a prophetic is to live in truth. And the truth is that life is sacred, that God is the creator and the sustainer of life. God is our good beginning, our good end. And yes, we're in spiritual combat. We're in spiritual warfare. We're on the way. We're in the battle. We have to fight the good fight. We have to. We're confronted by the powers and the principalities, the forces of darkness, the culture of death. We have to stand against that, resist it, and see what's powerful about this reading. And I go back and I have to say, you know, for myself, it's. As I say to you so often, it's in life, we're not spared. It's within us and it's around us, an attack to the mind, the body, the soul, the spirit, individually, but even the soul of a nation, or the church, the mystical body, the church and the militant church, which is a church in battle. We're not the triumphant church because we're not yet there, but we claim that victory because that's our destiny, you know. But we've got to fight the good fight. So we're militant. In that sense, it's a militant church. The suffering church would be those and the souls that are in purgatory, undergoing that final purgation. Well, life is a purgation. It's a purgative experience. But unless we're really focused on God, unless we keep our eyes firmly fixed on the Lord, we feel crushed today. And so that reading goes on to say, gird your loins, stand up, and do all that I command you. Be not crushed on their account, because you're a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass against the kings and the princes, the priests and the people. And that's interesting, you know, especially in this time that we hear that. Because this is basically the Lord is saying to all of us, you know, and certainly I feel it in a very direct and a very personal way, you know, okay, you're in this battle. Okay, it's a battle for your life, for your health. Well, a battle for your life, I mean, we're all going to die sometime. But it's knowing that in the here and the now of life, the journey, to not be defeated, but to stand up, do what the Lord commands, don't be crushed, be fortified, be a pillar of iron, a wall of brass against the kings and the princes, or we would say the politicians, the media, the Hollywood elites, those in often too many in the system of education, against the priests and the people, those who abandon truth or try to reshape the faith, reshape morality, reshape principles according to their own proclivities, their own whims and fancies. God says they will fight against you, but they will not prevail because I will deliver you. And we've got it. This was just a very providential, it was very powerful reading in view of what happened the previous week. And this the abortion issue is just one among many, many, many issues the attack on life, the attack on the family, the attack on the young, and in the second reading, Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, this reading that was all about love, and many people, you know, often when it comes to weddings, people choose that, but they don't. I suspect I make a judgment here that many don't understand, because what love, what kind of love characterizes the era of our time, the time we're living in? But it's a superficial understanding of love. It's a selfish love. No, St. Paul is talking about sacrificial love, and I thought it was so beautiful when in the reading he says, "When I was a child, I talked as a child, I thought as a child, I reasoned as a child. But when I became a man, when I matured, I put aside childish things." And you read that, and you think about what we're subjected to on a day-to-day basis. You know, this clamoring, this ranting, this raving, this, you know, what's going on in the government right now? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, children, yeah. Adolescence, childishness, no, we have to mature. If anything, I think the church, and it's in the church as well. That's why, you know, I like the admonition, against the priests and the people. Okay, well, we know too much. Too much has been exposed. So we know that, who's got my back? Well, God is with me, and I've got to seek out those who are walking this narrow path with me. And we deviate, but we help each other to stay on the narrow path, but we don't compromise. We don't accommodate. There's got to be a whole change, a whole mindset, a change, rather than hobnobbing with the mighty and the powerful, the politicians, the Hollywood. This is what, you know, you see so often with too many of our bishops, it seems to me, or even perhaps a priest. But I can name names, and I'm not going to. But you know, jovial and laughing, and the slap on the back, and whether it be in the company of a governor or a mayor or, you know, whatever politician or the people in the media, the Hollywood, we got to detach from that, remove ourselves from that, because we've got to be in the trenches defending the truth of our faith. God has to be at the center. This whole corruption of power and all this stuff, but we got to, it's really a call to mature. We got to grow up. You know, we're perpetuating, I've always said we were, in this day and time, we're perpetuating adolescent behavior, but it really is, I was reading the reading this past Sunday, it's a childishness. You know, when Jesus says, be like the little children, he didn't say to be, you know, childish, you know, throw your tantrums and rant and rave and, you know, kick your feet, you know, stomp around because you want what you want. But no, you gotta put aside, like St. Paul says, you gotta put aside the childish things, and I've gotta grow up, got to become a man, or become a woman if you're a woman, and it's only there's only men and women, you know, it's not you know, 30 other possibilities
right.
that are being enacted into law as well, which is just bizarre, to be honest.
It's confusing.
Just unbelievable. I feel for the children.
Yes.
Yeah, what you do to the little children, anybody who brings scandal, leads astray the little children, it better that a millstone be put around their neck, they be thrown in the sea and drowned. Very, very strong words, probably the strongest words Jesus speaks in defense of the innocent. And we've so far detached ourselves from God that, you know, we're really going to, what do they say? That's all saying, going to hell in a
handbasket.
Whatever it is, you know, so. But the other thing that, in view of this crazy time we live in, St. Paul goes on to say that I know only partially, but then I shall know fully. At present we see indistinctly, as in a mirror. Later we shall see face to face at the end of all things. Because we say, where's God? Where's God in all this? You know, it's like the apostles in the boat, and the boat's being tossed about, and the Lord is sleeping in the helm of the boat, and they're saying, wake up, Lord, wake up, don't you see what's happening? And he's just as you people of little faith, you know, and he brings calm to the storm. Listen, he's the Lord of history. And then finally, you know, before we take the break, faith, hope, and love. faith. We can't lose our faith. We got to keep faith. Even if Jesus said, even if it's the size of a mustard seed, it'll move a mountain. We got to keep hope. We can't lose hope. And we've got to love. And it's got to be, because it's the greatest of the three, is a love. But it's a sacrificial love that we lay down our lives for love of God. God first, and because God is first, then you will be served properly. Yes, as Christians, as Catholics, we are definitely strangers in our own nation, in a foreign land. As in the gospel, Jesus was taken out of the city. He was forced out of the city. They wanted to, you know, put him to death. Well, it wasn't his time, but he certainly was able to escape, or not to escape, but he went right through it. He was unaffected. In many ways, we feel like we're no longer accepted, no longer wanted, and we become expendable as well. We've got to stand firm in faith and really wake up, really wake up. This is so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got with us today Rosa Maria Ordaz, who is the promoter of the film Garabandal, Only God Knows, right? Solo Dios Sabe. And we're going to talk to her because I think I want to know from you, Rosa Maria, why now this film, this movie that was, by the way, produced and effected on a mere budget. Somebody told me it was $13,000 to make the film, and that it was, and none of these are professional actors. I saw the film yesterday, the movie yesterday, and was really, really impressed. But we'll take a break. We'll come back, and I'll present to you Rosa Maria Ordaz, who I've known for 10 years almost. It's, really? Nos conocemos 10 años, casi 10 años.
Yes.
In Italia.
Italy. Rome.
In Rome. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. I'm Father Anthony. You're listening to Listen, Support, Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Kevin Matthews.
It's the Kevin Matthews Show.
Hey, now, baby.
Hey, Kev is back. Kev is back.
Hey, Kevheads, how are you?
Kevin Matthews is back with Mike Stark Thursday, February 7th on Winds of Change. In his book, Kev speaks about his chance encounter with a broken statue of Mary found next to a dumpster and all that ensued from that point. Stop by noon Thursday, November 7th to Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
Every parent has a dream of giving their children a great education and great faith. St. Stanislaus Kostka School, a nationally acclaimed Catholic leadership school, has made the dream easier for you to achieve. Here, leadership principles and lessons are an integral part of your child's coursework and school culture. Your child will study foreign languages, such as Mandarin, conduct experiments in real science labs, attend Eucharistic adoration, and more. Don't worry about affording a private education. St. Stanislaus Kostka School offers full tuition scholarships for kindergarten through eighth grade. Send your child to St. Stanislaus Kostka School, located just minutes from downtown Chicago. Dreams can come true, but you need to call today, 773-278-4560. That's 773-278-4560. 773-278-4560.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. And really, it's good to be back. I just feel like I've been gone too long, and unfortunately, I have to leave every three weeks, you know, for these treatments. But, you know, it's I put it in God's hands. I thank everybody for the prayers, and I count on those prayers. And there's a hidden blessing in all this. I'm certain of that. I just want to feel well, and I want to work hard. You know, that's a problem. The doctors say, I says, what do I do? And they say, you got to avoid stress, rest. I said, the only way to do that is to die. Because life is work, and life is stress. But thank God for prayer. Thank God for the chapel. Thank God for the brothers and sisters in in communion or in the faith in the mystical body of Christ, because we're all in this together, and we lift each other up and we carry each other through. So we have a very good friend, a very dear friend of ours, with us, Rosa Maria Ordaz, who I met. And actually, I met you before I went to Rome, and then I was in Rome for a year, and she and Rosa Maria was living in Rome as well. But she is here in Chicago right now because she is the promoter of a new film, new movie that has come out called Garabandal, Only God Knows. And so, Rosa Maria, bienvenido, welcome. We're happy to have you here. And Rosa is fluent in Spanish because tú eres de México, no?
Mexico, correcto. That's correct.
She's
yes.
From Mexico, but speaks fluent Italian. Well, this is not going to help many of you out there. Spanish will help many of you out there, sure. But not everybody. And this is an English program. But she's going to. So her English is. She speaks English, but mm-hmm. She's you know, like me. Perhaps
it's not her first language. But.
Yeah. So like I don't have confidence with my own English, and so. But anyway, Rosa Maria, so tell us, talk to us about this project or this movie, and what is it, and why now? Tell us about Garabandal.
Mm-hmm. ¿Se puede? Yes. Okay, si puede explicar el por qué la película de Garabandal. I'm mm-hmm. just repeating with Father the question in Spanish.
Yes, I was promoter from Garabandal in my country, Mexico, and I would like to speak about the 3 points very, very stronger about Garabandal, Only God Knows, in my country. The first point, the success in Mexico. Mm-hmm. The second point, when the Our Lady of Garabandal kiss makeup compact.
Mm-hmm. A woman's makeup compact.
Yes, mm-hmm. And
she kissed the compact.
She kissed the There's makeup. A reason behind that.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. First of all, I want to say that for those who don't know, Garabandal is a little pueblocito, yes. Little town in Spain.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in the 1960s, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared, and the angel Gabriel, was it the angel Gabriel? Gabriel?
Yes,
the angel Gabriel appeared to the children. There were four girls. The names of the visionaries?
Jacinta, Mariloli, Conchita, but the other name I don't remember in this moment.
Okay, so there were four
girls.
And they were what? They were like 9, 10, 11 years old? 13 years old?
Yes, more or less.
Yeah.
And only three girls lives, and the one girl, she died now.
Maria Loli.
I think, yes.
Yes.
Maria Loli.
Maria Cruz. Maria Loli.
Oh, Maria Cruz. Yes.
Maria Cruz Gonzalez, Jacinta Gonzalez, sí. Maria Conchita Concepcion Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Los vidantes, no?
The visionaries.
The visionaries.
Mm-hmm. Sí. Efectivamente, Garabandal es San Sebastián de Garabandal, un pequeño pueblo.
So Saint Sebastian Garabandal is a name in Spain,
mm-hmm.
In the northern part of Spain.
Yes.
Okay.
De los mensajes de la Virgen.
The messages of the Virgin.
Mm-hmm. Son maravillosos.
Marvelous messages.
Porque ella primero resalta el amor que tiene tan especial por los sacerdotes.
So she
emphasizes the love that she has, that special love she has for her priests.
The priests.
Mm-hmm. Pudiéramos decir la forma en que ella lo proyecta en la película, los sacerdotes son sus hijos predilectos.
Go ahead,
so in the movie, it's portrayed that how much she loves the priests, how that the priests are her sons.
Right.
Yes.
Special sons, yeah.
Cuando hice entrevistas en México como periodista a las personas que habían visto la película, ellos resaltaban este punto con lágrimas en los ojos. del amor que tenía por los sacerdotes.
So María is a reporter in Mexico. She's a news reporter, and when she interviewed the people that saw the movie as well as other reporters, that point, that important point of Our Lady's love for her priest, they all emphasized that one point.
That she
has a special love for the priest.
They brought tears to the...
And as they were describing the point that she stated, there were tears in their eyes.
Okay.
Muchas personas en País México confirmamos que nuestra madre de Garabandal trajo mucha esperanza y reavivó nuestra confianza en nuestra iglesia y sobre todo el amor por nuestros sacerdotes.
So the people in Mexico, they realized that through this the apparition of Our Lady in Garabandal, that's where the faith in the church and the love for the priest was rekindled, rejuvenated.
Which is very interesting, you know, because this is in this time of crisis. That's what I saw the movie yesterday, and I thought about that in, you know, why in this time all of a sudden this movie the apparitions of Garabandal and the messages, why all of a sudden now at this time? But mm-hmm. it comes to us in a time of crisis. In a time of crisis. And so what the movie has done is Maria Rosa saying that in as she's interviewed the people in Mexico, mm-hmm. where it's been very successful, the movie has been very successful, and that what it does is it as Christina said, translating, rekindles mm-hmm. the faith, love for the church, mm-hmm. and love for the priesthood.
Mis compañeros periodistas y como periodista, ratificamos que Garabandal llegó a México como brisa y rocío en tierra árida,
en tierra seca.
Nuestra confianza y esperanza y la crisis en la Iglesia Católica en México es muy dura. Y Garabandal nos trajo mucha esperanza.
She said, as a news reporter and her colleagues, they noticed that the time, it's just the timing. It's just perfect of this movie. Yeah, it's providential that the movie, it was like a fresh breath of air.
Right.
And also it was brought into a land that was arid.
Like a desert.
It's
much like what's happening here too, you know.
Yeah, all over the world, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. We've entered into a kind of desert, a kind of a dark night. And so what this movie does is it's like an oasis.
Mm-hmm.
Lest we forget to remind us, or a light in mm-hmm. the darkness.
And so much hope. It's bringing rekindles hope.
Which is so needed today. Yes, this is, again, going back to that reading, faith, mm-hmm. hope, and love.
Yeah.
You know. Maria, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Otra cosa importante. La escena donde la Virgen María le dice a las niñas, acércame la polvera, es lo primero que quiero besar, porque eso perteneció a mi hijo, porque ahí se llevaban las hostias consagradas escondidas.
That's what it was, yes.
That's beautiful.
Okay, go ahead, you want to translate that?
So, yeah, she was saying that when Our Lady, when Our Blessed Mother, when she appeared to the four girls, the first thing that she asked was for them to give her the woman, the compact, a makeup compact, and she kissed it because that was through the compact that they, it was like, it was used like a pixel.
Right. And by the way,
where they carried the host, they hid the host. This is where my son was brought. And this is where my son was carried.
And it was during the revolution.
Uh-huh. So yes.
When the priests were put to death,
mm-hmm.
they were
yes.
put to death.
Yes.
And so wasn't it one of the priests had the what we call the picks.
Uh-huh.
Or cut, but they used this cut.
The woman's makeup compact.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it has
Not everybody knows.
Well,
I didn't know that.
Well, Well, that's where the women, it has a mirror right. and it has the powder foundation and right. you carry it. It's a compact.
So it was in the movie, it was interesting because the people wondered, why did she kiss the compact? Is it what we call it, a compact?
Compact, yeah, makeup.
Why did she kiss it? And it was revealed that it was because it was used as a container, mm-hmm. a pyx that carried the Holy Eucharist.
Mm-hmm. Sí, y en ese capítulo de la película pudimos ver los sacerdotes que dieron su vida durante la Guerra Civil uh-huh. Española, la persecución contra los sacerdotes, y es muy similar a lo que vivimos en México en Cristiada. Mm. Esa escena sí. es donde muchas personas no pudimos evitar el llorar y el right. sentir mucho amor por nuestros sacerdotes, yeah. pero más que nada, nuestra Madre Santísima nos inspiró a orar por nuestros sacerdotes, amarlos, mm-hmm. ampararlos con rosarios.
So that particular scene, it's a very powerful scene because that's where people, where you're able to see the priests, all the priests that laid down their life for Christ. And what else did she say?
Durante la guerra.
Oh, and
civil
this was during the war. And that's, it goes back to what Mexico went through with the Cristeros, which was
the revolution.
How, and we are called to pray for our priests.
We're the government.
Well, the government
tried to suppress.
Yeah, and they were persecuting
the church
persecuted.
The priests, the religious, mm-hmm. were put to death. Many of the lay people were put to death. The devout Catholics, mm-hmm. and it wasn't until the time of Pope John Paul II that priests mm-hmm. were even able to be visibly dressed mm-hmm. in the streets of Mexico. So that's how just recently mm-hmm. under his papacy that the government, after the Holy Father went to Mexico, mm-hmm. that the government allowed priests and religious to be dressed in their religious garbs,
yeah.
the clerical yeah. shirt, mm-hmm. or the cassock, or the religious habit. Part of that, they couldn't be in the streets and visibly identified mm-hmm. as priests. But so she is Maria Rosa said the message, the movie mm-hmm. re-inspires a respect, a remembering. It's just like a remember. You know, how people lived and died for the faith, mm-hmm. and that even in this present-day crisis, the need to defend the faith, and really, you know, not only for the people, but for the priests themselves, to
pray for them,
to understand again mm-hmm. who they are, yeah. who they represent, mm-hmm. What their mission is, you know? I yeah. want to, we got to take a break, but I want to come back and speaking of the priests, there's a hard message, mm-hmm. very hard message in Garabandal about cardinals and bishops and priests. Mm. Very hard message that was delivered simultaneously as the Blessed Mother was reemphasizing her love for the priests, the necessity of the priests mm-hmm. for the life of the church and for the sanctification and the salvation of God's people. So we'll come back and we'll talk about el mensaje. Muy, muy duro, muy difícil, no? So this is a very hard and difficult message. But in our day and time, it makes clear sense.
Yeah.
So don't go away. We'll be right back. I'm Father Anthony, and you're listening to Listen, Support, Winds of Change in AM 750 WNDZ.
Kevin Matthews.
It's the Kevin Matthews Show.
Hey, now, baby.
Hey, Kev is back. Kev is back.
Hey, Kev heads, how are you?
Kevin Matthews is back with Mike Stark Thursday, February 7th on Winds of Change. In his book, Kev speaks about his chance encounter with a broken statue of Mary found next to a dumpster and all that ensued from that point. Stop by noon Thursday, November 7th to Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
The Winds of Change.
on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
Every parent has a dream of giving their children a great education and great faith. St. Stanislaus Kostka School, a nationally acclaimed Catholic leadership school, has made the dream easier for you to achieve. Here, leadership principles and lessons are an integral part of your child's coursework and school culture. Your child will study foreign languages, such as Mandarin, conduct experiments in real science labs, attend Eucharistic adoration, and more. Don't worry about affording a private education. St. Stanislaus Kostka School offers full tuition scholarships for kindergarten through eighth grade. Send your child to St. Stanislaus Kostka School, located just minutes from downtown Chicago. Dreams can come true, but you need to call today, 773-278-4560. That's 773-278-4560. 773-278-4560.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being with us. We have today with us Rosa Maria Ordaz de Mexico. She's from Mexico. She's a journalist, and she is promoting the movie Garabandal, Only God Knows. The movie is in Spanish, but it has English subtitles. So this is very easy to follow. I saw it yesterday. It's very, very well done. And these are not professional actors, but it was just really impressive, very impressive. So, Maria, on one hand, you mentioned, and it was so beautifully portrayed in the movie, mm-hmm. that Our Lady came and she expressed her undying love for the priests, that they have been los predilectos, that they've been, in a sense, chosen and a privileged, very close to her heart. Mm-hmm. She keeps them very close to her heart because they are priests in the person of Jesus in service to the people of God, for their sanctification, their salvation, to further the work of Christ. As we're all called to participate in this work, but, you know, again, strike the shepherd and the sheep scatter, the priests or the shepherds. So on one hand, she's expressing this and reminding the people of, you know, who the priest is and the need to pray for them, to love them. She reminds the people of the sacrifices that many had made, literally laying down their life. But then she comes with a hard message. What was that message?
Como madre que ella es, tiene que decir lo que hay en su corazón. Y como una madre tiene que corregir y decir, la copa está llena, es demasiada la maldad. Necesitan ser buenos porque el pecado cobra factura. Mm-hmm.
So Our Lady came as a mother, and as a mother, she has to speak what's in her heart, and she has to reprimand. It's like, right. God doesn't spoil us, and right. She has to say what she has to bring the message to her children. The cup is already full, and you have to be good because it's already full. It's already overflowing.
Right, so the message mm-hmm. is a call for the conversion mm-hmm. of hearts, mm-hmm. That the people need to make sacrifices, perform much penance, visit the Blessed Sacrament frequently. That's something we want to talk mm-hmm. about as well. And they got to lead good lives. Otherwise, there will be a chastisement that will befall them. And she said, the cup is already filling up, and if we do not change, a great chastisement mm-hmm. will come upon us. In other words, it's a timely thing that the movie comes out now because uh-huh. see for God God is beyond time and space, and as happens, He comes in hidden ways, in hidden places, with a profound and simple message, but it comes to us via simple people mm-hmm. who are disposed or receptive for the message and to bring that message to the world now. In order for this conversion to happen, the conversion of the hearts, the priests are absolutely necessary. They're necessary. And if they're not leading, living, holy lives, if they don't take seriously their life of consecration, if they're not mouthpieces of the Lord, if they're not living their priestly, kingly, prophetic office, then who suffers? But not only do they put themselves in jeopardy, their own salvation, but the very people that they're called to serve. Basically, they're called, we call the priest father. So the children, their offspring, are the are basically then they suffer the lack of love on the part of the priest for the people, right? So the message that the lady that Our Lady brings is that many cardinals, bishops, and priests are leading the flock, the people, the perdition.
Yes.
And God, how many times has He said He doesn't want to lose anyone? And Our Lady, as our mother, her heart is just, she wants all her children to be with God in the end. And it's like, what the heart of only God knows the heart of a mother.
Right.
Una mamá y un papá que ama corrige.
Yeah.
Right.
Si no corrige, no ama.
So,
es bíblico, ¿no?
Mother, exactly. Let me just translate this. So the mother and father, a mother and father who truly love their children will indeed correct
discipline,
reprimand, or discipline, or chastise their children when they see that the children are being led. And see, when we speak of mothers and fathers, so the priests are the fathers of the church. And so if they have no concern, if they're not concerned about their own holiness of life and consecration, they're obviously not concerned about that of the people they're called to serve.
It reminds me of a priest one time. He said, I am responsible as your father, spiritual father. I'm responsible for your souls. And I have to tell you the truth. I have to, because it falls on me. And I do not want to lose my soul for not telling you what I am supposed to, what God has called me to teach you.
Right.
It could be a hard, it's a harsh teaching, but it has to be said.
Por esta razón tenemos dos mensajes.
So two messages.
Tan amorosos.
So very loving.
Tan dulces.
Very sweet.
Y al mismo tiempo fuertes.
Fuertes.
Strong. Harsh.
Porque como mamá.
As a mother.
Ella dice, los amo mucho y no deseo que nadie se pierda.
Yeah, I love you so much that I do not want to lose anyone.
Which is, by the way, it's very interesting that, you know, the second message, or that final message, she doesn't give herself, but through the angel Gabriel.
El segundo mensaje es a través del ángel Gabriel. El arcángel, no a través de ella.
Because she said, you know, you haven't, because the message isn't being received, it hasn't been heeded. She brings the message to the young people through the angel Gabriel. I don't know if it's
so, el mensaje angel Gabriel, es traído Gabriel. A través de los del arcángel San Miguel, porque cuando ella apareció dijo que la gente no estaba escuchando el mensaje, no lo estaban acatando.
Sí, 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 es verdad. Entonces.
It's true.
Sí, por eso tenemos ahí, vuelvo a resaltar, el que una mamá dice a su hijo, ya me tienes.
Too much. It's enough,
mother will tell you, I've had enough.
Yeah.
Si no te corriges.
If you don't straighten up.
Te cobra factura tus actos.
And you're going to pay for your acts.
That's for the salvation of the child.
Yes.
And also for the, I don't want to say befuddles me, because I've been thinking about this, but, you know, because you say, why in this obscure place in Spain, as in, for instance, in Fatima, or in Quito, Ecuador, Our Lady of Success, or in La Salette, I mean, it's all very similar, no? But the message is the same. And it's because God is beyond time and space. Mm-hmm. it's we're able to see at this time right now. And believe me, I want to talk more about this. We're not going to be able to mm-hmm. do it all today. Yeah. But in this day and time, that the message isn't dead. You know, it's not in a sense it's been resurrected.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those children who are confused, who are losing faith, losing hope, disanimated or what, it's a reminder that no, I'm here with you. And it's to you, my beloved children, mm-hmm. and to you, my beloved priests, that if anything, right now, get back into the trenches, live the faith, defend the faith. And even as she said in her first message, she said, you must lead good lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's
and she's calling all everyone. It's a call to everyone to holiness of life, especially the priests.
Holiness of life, authenticity of life.
Importante, sean buenos.
Yeah, be good.
Be good.
Sean buenos, porque en el ser buenos es sean auténticos,
mm-hmm.
excelentes, vivan en la verdad.
To live in the truth. And
en los mandamientos.
And so truth, our lives have to reflect
yes.
that we are people of faith.
Mm-hmm.
That indeed, what she's saying is in word and deed.
Indeed.
So you profess your faith. We go to Mass.
Mm-hmm.
We make a public profession of faith. We give our consent. But that let it be evident,
mm-hmm.
you know, as we leave the sanctuary, as we move into the mission, into the marketplace, into the toxicity
mm-hmm.
of life, very poisonous today, as we move into the pagan territory, because we're living in pagan territory, that it's imperative that our lives, our actions reflect
mm-hmm.
the faith that has been given to us, our relationship with God, that there is evidence that we have intimacy with God, an intimacy with Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin, that mm-hmm. we are truly children of God, children of the Blessed Mother.
And that's how we evangelize through our lives. To be being genuine, to the truth, to live in truth, that's what she said.
I think that's why in the message she said, you know, but first, because she says, we must make many sacrifices, sacrifices. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to St. Paul, right? And
mm-hmm.
the about love. It's not superficial love. It's not a selfish love. It's sacrificial love.
Mm-hmm.
Make many sacrifices, perform penance, visit the Blessed, got to talk about, visit the Blessed Sacrament often. But first, you make sure you're leading a good life. This is una buena vida.
Mm-hmm.
Está viviendo una buena vida. You're living a good life
mm-hmm.
to give authenticity
mm-hmm.
To where you've been.
Yeah.
Say something. Dime algo de la Santa Eucaristía, the Blessed Sacrament, because she talks about the importance to visit the Blessed Sacrament.
De la adoración al Santísimo.
Cuando ella dice que hay que hacer sacrificios, adoración al Santísimo, al mismo tiempo ella es muy reiterativa, reparen, desagravien,
mm-hmm.
pidan perdón, conságrense. Estos puntos son muy fuertes
yeah.
y son parte de la santidad.
She was emphasizing, we were talking about the adoration to the real presence of our Lord, the Blessed Sacrament. Make reparation. Lead a holy life.
Desagravien.
Ask for forgiveness. She's very, very strong about
mm-hmm.
about this.
Interesting. You know, we've only got about 6 minutes, yeah. but I want to say before we go off the air, we got to tell people where the movie is,
yeah.
right? Because right now, and it's as I said, it was a kind of a fluke, But I was able to go yesterday. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that I was going to go, but I was able to go. And it's really far away. Está lejos de aquí, no?
Buena noticia.
Una buena noticia. Oh, what is
good,
it?
Good news.
La buena noticia, Regal Cinemas ha dicho que se extiende una semana más porque han visto el éxito de Garabandal.
So let me say, first of all, it's the movie is at the Regal Cinemas in Lincolnshire, Lincolnshire 15. So that's where the movie right now presently is being shown. And because of the success of the movie, the Regal Cinemas has extended the movie for another week.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, it's the Garabandal, only God knows. Garabandal, solo Dios sabe. The movie's in Spanish, but it's got the
English subtitles.
Very easy to follow. It's at Regal Cinemas, Lincolnshire 15. It's going to be extended another week. What are the hours? Do you know the hours of the
movie? Los horarios de la película.
Yes, I know the horarios in my phone. Pero sé que son 11 de la mañana.
11 o'clock in the morning.
And then 2.
And then 2 p.m.
2 o'clock.
A las 2, a las 4:50.
4:50 p.m.
7 o'clock.
Creo que son así los horarios.
In 9 o'clock, is there?
Me parece. Otra buena noticia.
Another good news.
Estamos viendo la posibilidad de trasladarla a Chicago.
Ah, so they're going
Porque
to bring it to Chicago because Lincolnshire is so far.
Sí.
So Lincolnshire is out near Deerfield and way out in that area.
Lincolnshire, Regal Lincoln, yeah. Are there in Chicago, is correct?
We have Regal Cinemas in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, the new cinemas are here
so
in Chicago.
So they're going to bring them here to Chicago.
Sí, estamos viendo esa posibilidad. Y este domingo,
the Sunday,
nosotros entrevistamos al gerente.
They
interviewed.
This past Sunday.
Este
the
domingo,
actors,
yes.
Actors were there. Mm-hmm.
Preguntamos cuál había sido el comportamiento de la película este domingo por el Super Bowl.
Oh, so they asked him how was the, because this weekend was Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
And they said, how was the turnout?
Yes.
What did you see? What was the turnout, good or bad? Yeah.
El gerente del cine nos dijo, Garabandal ha sido la mejor película.
Literally.
La que más ha vendido.
The general manager, the management at the movie theater said that it has been one of the best movies. The turnout has been
desde que salió.
Great since ever
Bowl.
Since that it better than Super Bowl.
Super Bowl Sunday. Super
El
Bowl
domingo Sunday. Garabandal, la mejor película en ventas.
That was the best seller.
Great.
The movie.
Well,
Miami, no more tickets.
Oh, they sold out.
Oh, they sold out.
Orlando, no more tickets.
Beautiful.
Orlando.
Cincinnati, no more tickets.
Fantastic.
Sold out.
Maria Rosa, we've come to the end.
Yeah,
this is only the beginning. So, perdón.
No.
But I want to thank you for being here. I'm going to continue to talk about this, okay? Because this is, there's a lot of other things I want to say about the movie. And it's timing, very providential. Mm-hmm. So, everybody, thanks so much for being with us. Rosa Maria, muchas gracias por estar aquí con nosotros, ¿no? Y por todo lo que está haciendo. Thanks, everybody, thank you. We'll be back, God willing. I'll be back Friday. We have another guest on
tomorrow.
Thursday. So anyway, Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Ciao, ciao.
What's there to say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deeper truths or sit on the fence? Can you see? Can you see? Can you see the winds have changed? We marvel and flatter such meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time.